Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabway, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
United Party for National Development, UPND cadres in Kawe turned violent, attack acting PF President Given Luvinda. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security fines Lusaka Telecom Solution Company 80,000 kwacha for multiple labour law violations. United Nations urges the immediate release of abducted Nigerian schoolgirls. In international news and in sports news, Chebeleza joins Zesco United on a short deal.
And now, the Power, and now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. United Party for National Development, UPND acting youth chairperson for Kabwe District, Kelvin Wangala, yesterday justified the attack and the dragging of Patriotic Front acting president by the Akadas at Four Seasons Lodge in Kabwe, claiming that he didn't obtain from police. Mr. Wangala disclosed that UPND trailed Mr. Luvinda and that they were provoked upon realizing that he didn't have a police permit to hold a meeting with the PF members. Mr. Mangala refuted claims that Mr. Luvinda had been abducted but instead was rescued by the police.
This is Kelvin Mwangala, the acting chairman in Kawe District Youth Wing. I'm just here to refute and put straight on record the information that is on the media, where Mr. Brian Munduvire is saying that Given Luvinda, who is visiting Kabwe, has been abducted by the UPND youth and taken to a known place. That's a blue lie. I think Mr. Munduvire, you have been a lawmaker. It's high time that we manifest our integrity in what we say. Let's be honest. Mr. Given Luvinda came in Kabwe without informing the police. They were meeting at Three Seasons without the permit of the police. You know, that was unlawful assembly. As we follow the law, the law is there very clearly that before you hold such type of gathering, you have to get permit from the police. But they went and started meeting that site without knowing that our youths were also mobilizing. So our youths were provoked. That's where this whole fracas started from.
In a video that has made rounds on social media, Mr. Luvinda is seen manhandled by a group of men with some wielding weapons and cladded UPND regalia. And speaking to Power FM News in Kabwe, PF member Grant Matiba says the people who attacked Mr. Luvinda are known UPND cadres.
So, you know, if I share a little bit, Ebanyana wa Mr. Rescue. Na wa Mr. Rescue da given Rwanda ni nebo. Na bankunga almost 10. Na bankunga bali 10. Na 10 wa chepa. Bachi babe njeti ya pusuike fruine ba police wa chirwa.
The attack comes barely after a week when UPND Wengwa Member of Parliament announced the reintroduction of cadreism, which subsequently followed by the storming of the main PF secretariat by UPND cadres, where they attacked party members and destroyed property. Former Zambia Institute of Chartered Accountants Zika President Daniel Chilubankole says the recent fraud scandal involving the institute's management accountant should not be viewed as a failure of Zika's internal controls, but rather as an unfortunate oversight. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security has fined Lusaka Telecom Solution Company 80,000 kwacha for multiple labour law violations, the penalty which was imposed after an integrated inspection led by Assistant Labour Commissioner for Lusaka Province, Helen Moyo, followed reports of poor conditions of service at the company. The inspection revealed several breaches, including failure to issue payslips as required under Section 105 of the Employment Code Act, non-attested employment contracts in violation of Section 25, and failure to register as an employer despite having more than 400 workers. The company was also found to be underpaying employees, contrary to Statutory Instrument 49 and 50 of 2023, and operating without mandatory employment policies as required under Section 95 of the Employment Code Act. As part of the corrective measures, the Ministry has directed the company to begin issuing payslips at the November of 2020, at the end of November 2025. Submit all contracts for attestation, register with Labour Commissioner, make employment policies available, and regularize salaries for workers earning below the statutory minimum wage. Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer Mwaka Ndawa said the action is part of efforts to ensure full compliance with labour laws. She warned that employers who fail to comply risk penalties, prosecution, and further enforcement measures. Ms. Ndawa added that the ministry will come to scale up both scheduled and impromptu inspections to safeguard workers' welfare and uphold labour standards. The World Bank has urged Zambia and Zimbabwe to remove non-tariff barriers that continue to slow tourism and trade growth between the two countries. The bank reaffirmed its commitment to support both nations as they work to strengthen the Victoria Falls Livingstone Economic Corridor. Speaking during the Zimbabwe-Zambia Ministerial Meeting on Cross-Border Tourism and Trade Facilitation in Livingstone, the World Bank's Division Director for Malawi, Tanzania, Zambia and Zimbabwe, Nathan Balete, called for harmonized visas, improved border procedures and stronger infrastructure to boost competitiveness. Mr. Balete said tourism is recovering strongly, with Zambia posting 2.2 million international arrivals and Zimbabwe 1.6 million, adding that the sector remains a key source of jobs, especially for women, youth and local communities. He noted that trade between the two countries has reached $460 million, but warned the congestion of Victoria Falls and Kazungula borders must be addressed to unlock full economic potential. Speaking at the same event, Zimbabwe's Deputy Minister of Tourism and Hospitality, Tongai Mnangagwa, called for deeper cooperation to create a seamless border experience and protect the shared Mosotunia heritage. And Zambia's Tourism Minister, Rodney Sikumba, said the government is already moving to implement agreements from the last week's bi-national commission, including joint marketing, ease of travel and enhanced conservation efforts. Mr. Sikumba added that both nations are working on seamless border processes, joint marketing and conservation efforts to boost tourism growth. Only 20 men out of 200 participants in the Cash for Work program in Kapwaya Mbale Ward in Tongwe District are participating in a hunger relief program. Ward Development Committee WDC Chairman Clement Kalapa has attributed this to excessive alcohol consumption by men. Mr. Kalapa told Pi FM Newscrew that women usually oversubscribe to the program, while men prefer spending time consuming locally brewed alcoholic beverage known as kachasu. Meanwhile, Mr. Kalapa said that the cash for work exercise is going well in his ward, targeting drainage excavation to prevent floods this rainy season.
Here we have 200 meters, then 20 men, 108 women. Okay. So the problem with the men, this time they are busy drinking cachaço, drinking beers, but all the time when you go for the cash